And welcome to Radio Alchemy, where we fuse the fringe with conventional wisdom. From secret societies to out-of-body experiences, black budget technology to this new world disorder, we want you to join us each week as we look at this thing called life with all the pieces. Well, you guys, it is 2008. Where did 2007 go? 2007, okay, nine, completion year. What did you complete in this last year of 2007? I'm telling you, man, I went through the ringer. Oh, my God, I am so glad 2007 is over with, and it's 2008. That's a 10, that's a 1. That means new beginnings. That means sparking your creative, amazing selves into a different whole level of stratosphere, and there's no better guess to start out and just hit it out of the ballpark then who we have on tonight here, starting out Radio Alchemy 2008, Dag Nabbit, with you in the wee hours. So glad that you're always here, tuned into KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles in the second hour. Where has this man been? Him as the media maverick. He is the gentleman that comes on in every single time. I don't know. The synaptic gaps just explode, and then they melt and merge back together into this kind of seamless media ecology mental scape. Bob Dobbs is with us in the second hour, and I don't know what we're going to be talking about. It just doesn't even matter. You just need to be there, because it just starts from a point and explodes out into so many directions. So, Bob, in the second hour of Radio Alchemy, it's been too long. Okay, that's the second hour. In this first hour, like I was telling you about getting ringed out in 2007, oh my God, looking in the mirror, going to the gym, doing all this stuff, it's like, okay, it is time for an uptick in the upkeep of the chemical body, and exploding that into all the other three to four other realms that we are discovering. And the great thing is that we have Dr. Carolyn Dean in our studios here at KPFK. Her website is drcarolyndean.com. I am telling you, when we're talking about a foundation for you to get ready for this cosmic battle that we are going through at this time, for you to be able to have all four of your bodies balanced and not demented, but just splinted to new health and vitality, this is the kind of breaking health news that you need to know about in 2008 to start it out right. Did you overdo it for New Year's? Well, I hope you did, because now you get to clean up, and now you get to go somewhere. Dr. Dean is here to give you a direction with that. And so without further ado, we're just going to jump into it, because we have so much to talk about. She is a prolific author, The Magnesium Miracle, Menopause Naturally, Natural Prescriptions for Common Ailments, Homeopathic Remedies for Children's Common Ailments. Forget about it, just like everything is covered by this great doctor here. And that's what we need in 2008, because, boy, things aren't going to get any easier. They're going to be more demanding. It's going to demand every body that you have available to be sharp, to be whole, and to be ready to rock and roll. And Dr. Dean is going to help us find out how to do that. How are you, dear?
I'm just great. It's so wonderful to be here in the studio with you, Evan.
Yeah.
It is amazing. And I know I'm in the studio, because this boom is bigger than my head.
Isn't that great? It just wants to capture all of you.
I just want
to make sure we don't miss a bit.
Every word is just going to go piped into your ears.
Yes.
So
yes.
Listen up.
Yeah, that's what it's really all about. Now, I don't know where to start, because your website, CarolynDean.com, is so deep with so much information that I haven't heard anybody talking about before. But when we first talked, you were talking about the magnesium miracle. Is it still a miracle?
It is still a miracle, and what I've discovered over the past year, let's go through 2007 as I researched different minerals, different vitamin supplements. I'm here to tell you that 99% of the vitamins on the shelves are synthetic, and 99% of the minerals on the shelf are dirt minerals that don't get absorbed at the cellular level.
Hold it. Okay. Rewind. What is the impact of synthetic vitamins? Nothing? Or what does it mean that it's synthetic?
Well, synthetic, you pick up any vitamin bottle and look at the label. If it says a vitamin C and then it has a bracket and it says ascorbic acid, then ascorbic acid can be synthesized from coal tar, a petroleum product. It could be synthesized from corn syrup, but it is not the vitamin C complex that we imagine we're getting when we pick up a bottle that says vitamin C. Vitamin B complex, look at the bracket. If it says pyridoxine, 6-phosphate or thiamine or riboflavin in the bracket, and if it does not have a food in the bracket, then it's a synthetic. Wow. And it's not food-based. So this is what I've been discovering, and other people know about this, but we're not really talking about it because the vitamin industry is so huge now, and the drug industry is trying to take over the vitamin industry. So we've come to a point where people have to start talking about that elephant standing in the middle of the rug, and nobody's recognizing. All the studies now on vitamins are done with synthetic vitamins. In the beginning, you know, maybe 3 or 4 decades ago, and that's how old the nutrition industry is, or the vitamin industry and the vitamin research. They did studies on foods to discover what nutrients in foods were good for people. So they'd have a survey study of maybe 50,000 people, find out what they ate. Oh, you ate a lot of broccoli. Oh, then your cancer risk is down. And then how many people can stuff broccoli into themselves, and how many people are stuffing broccoli? Not that many. So then the marketers think, well, we could make broccoli tablets. Now, that doesn't go very far because you can't stuff broccoli into tablets. So, what's the most active ingredient in broccoli that's really helping the cancer? And they find that, maybe it's vitamin A or whatever. So then they'll start making vitamin A maybe from broccoli or food source in the beginning, before they have the chemical technology to make it synthetic. So they would do studies maybe on the food-based vitamin A. Yeah, great results. And haven't you noticed in the past decade, you'll see these studies that say, vitamin A is actually dangerous. Vitamin A is hurting people. Right. Vitamin A is bad. People are just throwing their vitamins in the trash of late because they don't know who to believe.
Right, right.
But what is happening is the studies now are being done on using synthetic vitamins that you, at the outset, you ask the question, well, what do synthetic vitamins do to you? Maybe they'll drive some of the reactions in the body that require vitamins, but being synthetic, they don't have the exact chemical confirmation. They may have all the letters and all the bells and whistles, but they're actually turning in the wrong direction. We call it levo-rotation and dextro-rotation. So it's like putting the key in the opposite way. It's not going to work. It's the same key. It's the same lock. You put it in upside down, it is not going to translate. It's not going to transform that receptor site into something that works. So we've got synthetic vitamins jamming receptor sites.
Let me ask you this. There's an argumentation as to whether we need supplements anyways. People say, oh, no, forget about it. You need to go back, like you said, to your diet, to the natural sources, et cetera. And then people are saying, no, the soil's depleted. You can't get anything out of your food anymore. What do you think?
I'd say the soil is depleted. I found that out when I was doing the magnesium miracle research. 100 years ago, we were getting 500 milligrams of magnesium in our daily diet from rich soil. Now we're getting 150 milligrams. We need at least 500 milligrams and more to deal with the stresses of today. You take the way minerals are supposed to get into our bodies, you'll have the mountain streams in the spring, they'll have the runoff and they'll drag down a whole bunch of pulverized rock. The bed of the riverbed will overflow, so you'll have that overflowed area will become your soil base for your agriculture. We're not letting any of that happen. We don't allow the riverbeds to overflow because we build up homes there. We've taken all that good soil that's supposed to grow our food, and we've got the homes there because we want to look at the river. So then we expect that the soil that's way back up in the mountains or whatever, that or in the valleys, that doesn't get the runoff to have the minerals. We expect that our fertilizers, herbicides, and pesticides that kill off all the pests, we expect them to keep our plants healthy. No, they kill off the worms and the nitrogen-fixing bacteria and the fungi that are all supposed to help break down those minerals. Because the minerals, in order to enter into a plant, they have to be of a size that the little tiny, tiny plant rootlets will accept. They are size dependent. You can't put a rock into a plant rootlet and expect anything to happen. So the mycelial fungi, the bacteria, all this activity is happening to break down those minerals to make them accessible to the plants. None of that's happening anymore because everything's dead. And in the plant, when they finally get a little bit of minerals up in there, they'll chelate them, which means adding a little protein chain, a few amino acids, to then make that palatable and acceptable to our digestive tract, to our cells to be able to absorb. So what do we have in the supplement industry? They'll dig up dirt minerals, calcium carbonate, and they'll say, "Oh, we'll chelate it. We'll just stick
yeah,
on
it." What is chelation?
It's just sticking a protein chain on it, like the amino acids, pretending they're like plants.
Right.
It's just the name.
Wow.
So these dirt minerals, the calcium carbonate, I'll mention that because so many women are being forced to take thousands of milligrams of calcium carbonate. I'm telling you, when you look at the mineral absorption studies, calcium carbonate is 5% absorbed.
So they're popping all these pills
to get 5%.
Wow.
Now, where's the other 95% going?
Yeah.
Okay. Fibromyalgia, heart disease, kidney stones, gallstones, heel spurs, cancer of the colon. A cancer clinic in the UK, they did autopsies on a number of women who had colon cancer. They found carbonates all through the colon. So this stuff is jamming us up. It's those dirt-sized minerals that are way too big, trying to do a job, but just, you know, the body's trying to wall them off. You know, women get a lot of breast calcification if they're taking too much calcium, and we think, oh my, they must have breast cancer because they've got this calcification. We're causing so many problems.
That is incredible.
I know.
Dr. Dean.
I know.
Forget about it.
We're pointing at each other here.
Yeah, because it is. Did you hear just what she said? This is the start of 2008, and she's saying your cabinet of vitamins that's supposed to be little baskets of health are just leaving trails of garbage that are clogging so many. Because that's so incredible. Because, you know, I'm going to go home and look at my vitamins, you know, tonight. I went through and I researched and didn't know what I was looking at. I didn't know what those brackets meant.
Right.
You know?
Well, when I came to the realization that I wanted food-based organic, and I started looking, I couldn't find more than a couple of companies. When I started reading papers about minerals and finding that the physicists, who don't talk to the medical doctors about this, but the physicists have found just in the past couple of years that the mineral channel that allows minerals to be accepted into a cell, they're between 4 and 5 angstroms in diameter. Now, an angstrom is the size between a picometer and a nanometer. I mean, this is tiny, tiny, tiny. And we're trying to put things that are thousands of times bigger into our body. So what we look for now is in the brackets, it's got to have a food. And the sources that I've found, it's there's a company called The Grow Company, and there's a product called Grown by Nature. I don't sell the product. I wish I did, and I probably will. I'll tell you about that a little later. I'm building a medical spa in Costa Rica, And this is what we're going to use there. We're going to use food-based organic vitamins
awesome.
And angstrom-sized minerals.
Awesome.
This is what we need.
Let me ask you, the health field, you being a doctor, is so huge. You could have been a surgeon. You could have been, you know, a proctologist. You don't want to do that. You could have been so many different things, right? Why did you choose nutrition? What is it about the this area that you think is so important versus all the different areas of medicine you could have gone into?
Well, it's interesting you bring that up because we're in L.A., and it was 3 decades ago in L.A. that I was hanging out at the nutrition conferences with Adele Davis and all the old guys that are now long gone and learning about health and nutrition. And when I went back to school, I studied ecology and biology. I wanted to save the environment. And then actually, one day some kids came into my class. I was already an older student, mm-hmm. and they'd just been accepted into medical school. And I thought, man, I know more than they do. I'd
right.
been reading all the books and going to the lectures. So I just looked at the credits I had, and I said, hey, I've got all my pre-med credits. So I went into medicine
yeah.
with the knowledge of nutrition and wanting to spread that about instead of the... In medicine, we learn to diagnose and treat disease. That's it. When you go to your doctor, they get annoyed if they can't find something wrong with you. Have you noticed that?
Yes, they'll find something.
And they keep looking and looking and looking. And part of what I want to get into as well, which I've learned in 2007, is the conflict in your brain that's created by a doctor thinking that something is wrong with you and giving you that horrible diagnosis, that actually can cause disease.
It is so amazing that you're saying that because I have been noticing, we have the ADD, the ADHD, erectile dysfunction, tons of stuff about breast cancer, and I keep thinking that, is this the power of suggestion that they're putting out there? You know, I just don't know if the suggestion is that people will then look at their bodies and say, geez, I'm really not functioning at my level. Maybe I'm erectile challenged. When they're just stressed, when they're just, you know, there's just so much going on. What do you think about the medical establishment and all of these ads for drugs?
Well, I know. They are creating the disease and offering the cure right there. So that's...
But it's kind of a mental trip. Is it a mental trip like you said?
It's an advertising ploy.
Yeah.
It's advertising. But I'll tell you about stress because that leads right into my discussion about something called total biology. It's out of Europe. It started with something called the new medicine or the German new medicine. The teacher that I work with is he teaches something called total biology. And it is about stress, but we don't call it stress because stress is such an overused word now. People, oh, yeah, I got stress, you know, and then they move on. It's about the conflict. It's about a conflict in a person's brain that has them being so obsessed and worried. I'll give you the example. A woman is walking along with her 10-year-old daughter. Her daughter runs across the street, gets hit by a car, cracks her head. What happens to the mother? The mother immediately has this incredible stress in her brain. My daughter is dead. And then she's breathing and then, oh, my daughter is unconscious. Oh, the conflict in a mother's brain means that she's constantly worrying about what's going to happen. She's not eating. She's not sleeping. Now, the brain, we have to understand in allopathic medicine, we've subjugated the brain and the body to inferior status. It's like, well, we know better. We know this drug will work. We know what's wrong with you. The brain and the body have been functioning for millions of years, well, maybe 50,000, and and they know what to do. I mean, animals have been taking care of themselves,
yes.
and humans could too if we didn't interfere so much. So what happens with the conflict in the brain is that the brain computer says, this woman is trying to kill me. She's not eating. She's not sleeping. She's making rash decisions. She's going to step out in front of a car soon. So we're going to have to download some of this stress from her brain into her body. Now, the download site for a conflict of a mother with her daughter is the left breast. So she will actually start developing extra milk duct cells in order to produce more milk in order to nurture this situation. It's an evolutionary adaptation. Makes sense.
Wow.
You're smiling. You
wow.
got it.
Wow.
So this is her, the response of the biological brain and biological body to such an incredible trauma. So the conflict maybe lasts a few more days. The daughter wakes up. She's perfectly fine. No brain damage or anything. A sigh of relief. And then the milk ducts, oh, we don't need these milk ducts anymore, so they can break down. Now, it's at the breakdown point of this little cyst or tumor that's been developing, and if the mother doesn't know about total biology, she would run to her doctor, get an immediate mammogram, you've got breast cancer. Secondary conflict, boom, she's got cancer. And if she could let that go, if she could know about total biology, understand the conflict, say, man, yeah, I was stressed. Okay, let's just let it go. Let's just take care of myself, rest, and just nurture. If we can use physical means, we could give her a compress on her breast, use a homeopathic phytolacca. We could be giving her rescue remedy from the beginning. But that tumor will break itself down because the biological brain and body are smarter than we are.
And it's not feeding it anymore.
Correct.
But if she is somewhat, and I want to ask you about being in L.A. versus being in Maui, I'm sure that's quite a difference, but if she's in an environment that constantly is pushing that button, you know, mm-hmm. then that download can make it such that milk duct does not ever atrophy. Mm. It could continue, right?
Correct. A chronic stress.
Chronic.
Yeah, a chronic stress and in a relationship with her a daughter. You know,
yes.
it could be that the daughter is
right.
is an addict or,
right.
you know, going through a hard time in their life. Well, yeah, that is a conflict. But that's where, in relationship, a person has to back off and say, well, it's their life. I will support them as much as possible, but I cannot let the conflict be so much that I'm downloading disease into my body.
When we get back, I want to ask you about that mammogram, the idea of going from stress to cancer, etc., because, like I was saying, so much advertising out there about that. I think it's really bringing fear into so many folks, and, of course, that then aids for that kind of mental downloads. In the lovely studios here is lovely Dr. Carolyn Dean. My God, we are so lucky. She is making a worldwide sweep, coming into the craziness of L.A. We get to nab her and have her on KPFK 90.7 FM, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara County. Her website is drcarolyndean.com.
Yes. Just plain Carolyn Dean.
Oh, I keep saying doctor. Okay, it's carolyndean.com, CAROLYN, and then Dean, DEAN.com, loves. We'll be back after this short break. Radio Alchemy.
Eclipsing conventional wisdom. All alchemists converge at www.radioalchemy.com for streaming audio and more.
All right, darlings, you know also, to go to kpfk.org, there you can go to the programs. You can look at all the plethora of great information we have there. Go down to Roy of Hollywood's program guide, and then what do you do after that? Then you skip down to Wednesday night, Thursday morning, blah, 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 and you come down to 2 to 4, and boom, there's Radio Alchemy. You can check out all the goodies that we have there at the website. Lots of things to talk to you about in this 2008 year. So much work to be done, you guys. Forget about it. That's why you need your health. That's why you need the best health information that's out there. That's why Dr. Carolyn Dean is in the studios, and we're going to come back and continue this amazing discussion with her right after a couple of more notes from this pretty fun song. Stay tuned. Dr. Carolyn Dean is in the studios with us. Her website, carolyndean.com, is just full of revolutionary information about just getting yourself ready for battle. Not even letting the stress, the disease settle in your bodies. It's not the natural place for it. But if it happens, and if you want to prevent it, well, she has a whole regime and a really, and she does consultations, all the above, to make sure that you're as vital as she is. Because dang it, she's sitting across from me now, and I'm like, hello. She was just so freaking radiant and full of energy. It is amazing. And so, you know what? This is the thing, too. You know, it's like I hear about all these different diets, like those that do macrobiotic diets, and then I look at them, and they look like they have the color of cardboard, kind of like this light, dingy gray. And I'm like, am I supposed to eat like that to look light, dingy gray? But whatever Carolyn's doing is working. And that's why we have her here, because she walks and talks and looks all the above. Now, back to what you were talking about the mammogram, some kind of different information. I know they're still pressing people to go out there and get those, but I heard, is there some conflict around this technology?
Oh, yes, yes. People have the impression that having a mammogram is actually preventing breast cancer for some reason. What it is, it's ionizing radiation. And any amount of ionizing radiation in your body can cause cellular breakdown. It can disturb the DNA and RNA in your cells. So it can cause cancer.
And plus, it seems like the machine is just smash, right?
Oh, I did the smash sound the same time that you did the smash sound. That's what all women know about these things. And if you have some sort of cyst or tumor, it can squish the capsule off that tumor and actually spread cancer cells. So what I recommend is thermograms.
Okay.
Thermography is becoming more popular. It has to be a digital thermography. I do talk about it in one of my books called Hormone Balance, because as with any new technology, a lot of different people come up with their version of it. But it's the type of thing, if it's done right, you go to a doctor's office and they just take a picture with an infrared camera from across the room of your breasts. They're not squishing or poking or prodding.
Yeah.
And then you put your hands in cold water, ice cold water, for 1 minute. And that chills all the blood vessels going up into your arms. And it will shut down the normal blood vessels, but it does not seem to touch the cancer cell blood vessels. The angiogenesis that's produced around a cancer is one of the defining features of cancer. And presumably, it can find abnormal cells 5 to 7 years before you know what's going on. So that's the type of investigation that I have people go for, is to avoid the mammography side effects. But at the same time, anybody that I talk to about cancer, I do talk about the conflict, which is what we spoke about earlier.
Right, right, absolutely. Well, let me ask you this real quick. Because whenever I get outside L.A. and then come back in, there is something about this environment that feels so real. It's like you're coming into a blank somehow. I'm wondering, from your travels, you just came out of Maui. I mean, you're outside, you know, I think you're on the East Coast, you know, in New York. That's mm-hmm. that's a hyper, you know, electrified environment, too. But it has to do with what at least people around L.A. have to deal with the stress, mm-hmm. the traffic, the pollution, mm-hmm. The overcrowding. And plus the environment itself. Do you feel a change coming into L.A.? Do you feel anything about this city that's kind of weird?
I can't say for sure, because what hit me when I landed in L.A. was the cold. Okay?
Yeah.
I have been freezing. I mean, what have I got on here?
Exactly.
Like five layers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, coming from 80-degree Maui here.
Yeah.
And I think that's part of it. You know, people think they live in California, but, you know, you got cold.
We get a little nippy.
And, yeah, and we're staying in places sometimes that don't have heat because, oh, it's California, Southern California. We don't need heat. I think
right.
the climate is changing, folks.
Yeah.
Get the central air put in, okay? Because, you know, what happens when you get chilled, you know, you don't have enough warm clothes on, when
right.
you don't do the climate changing, which in the north, we know winter's coming. I mean, yeah. Yeah, we prepare for it. We know what day to put the heat on. and down. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
it's just
exactly.
It's a whole different thing.
I went to Germany a few years back, and this one girl from there was saying California is so cold. I'm like, hello, you're in Germany, and it's like there they have the insulation, double pane glass, and we come back to L.A. It's wood, and wind rushes right through the wood. It isn't, you know, and so I completely understand what she was saying. You know what? On when I was going through your website and some of your articles, you were talking a lot about yeast. And here it is, something once again that the medical establishment, et cetera, doesn't talk about at all. But yet you were talking a lot about yeast. I want to get into some of the amazing information that you have for folks and what you consult on. What's the big deal about yeast?
Yeast is an organism that's natural to our bodies. It's there for the purpose actually of kind of breaking down our tissues when we die. Molds and fungus will break things down. If they didn't, we would have all these dead animals, dead everything. You know, trees wouldn't break down. So it serves a biological function. Right. What we've done is allowed that yeast to become dominant in our ecosystem. We have 10 trillion cells in our that make up our physical body, but there are 100 trillion organisms in our intestines. So these organisms have this give and take. If the taking away can be where you take a lot of antibiotics, you'll kill off the bacteria in your intestines, which are supposed to be there, and won't kill off the yeast, and then that yeast will overgrow to the point in the trillions it can be. We knew this a couple of years after penicillin was invented. If you look at the old papers, the doctors were saying, well, you know, we're developing resistance to penicillin. And people are developing this coated tongue, and their intestines are getting gassy and bloaty. I mean, we didn't even listen to people back then, and we're not listening now. So you've got a situation where in medical school I learned that if you've got yeast overgrowth, then you've either got oral thrush, which is the coated tongue, or a woman has pesky vaginitis, nothing in between. Mm. Or at the outside, you can get a blood-borne yeast infection and have to be on IV antibiotics. So a doctor thinks a woman, you know, comes in and says, well, I've got this overgrowth of yeast, and they've read about intestinal yeast overgrowth, and they've read, you know, probably in one of my books about the 180 different yeast toxins that are produced from this, the yeast metabolism. They've heard about yeast mycelial growing into the intestinal layers and becoming, creating leaky gut. And some of these toxins can go through this leaky gut, and they can be alcohols and acetaldehydes. Acetaldehyde is the hangover chemical. Alcohol, you can actually measure blood alcohol levels in people who eat a lot of sugar that produces yeast overgrowth. So they go to their doctor and say, I need a prescription for an antifungal. I've got yeast overgrowth. And they think, well, you're not dying in hospital with a blood infection. Let me see your tongue. Well, it doesn't look that bad. You don't have yeast. So there's this incredible disconnect. And actually a couple, Dr. Trowbridge, who wrote a book on yeast, and another doctor friend of mine who's associated yeast with all kinds of inflammation in the body, we're getting together and we're going to write a book for the lay public, but also for doctors, kind of along the lines of my magnesium book that has hundreds of research papers in it. Because doctors, they have to be assured that they're doing something scientific.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
They can't agree with anything that they didn't learn in medical school. And believe me, we didn't learn about yeast in medical school. Anything that they didn't learn in medical school, we were told, if you don't learn it here, it's quackery. So anybody coming in and saying, I have nutrient deficiencies, give me some magnesium or treat me for yeast, you know, they say, oh, there's a kook.
No, let me tell you what's wrong with you.
Yeah. We'll do all these tests. You know, it may cost you above your insurance a few $1,000, and we'll find what's wrong with you.
Right.
And then when they don't, I mean, this is where people with fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue and just irritable bowel syndrome, those three conditions are at least 50% yeast overgrowth.
Wow. Let's talk. Oh, also, yeah, you did talk about inflammation also. Inflammation mm-hmm. is something in your articles you were talking about. Talk a little bit about that, because I know.
Right. Well, if you have this yeast overgrowth, I've mentioned the 180 different toxins. Well, each of those is like a foreign body to our system. If they get absorbed through this leaky gut that yeast will create, they'll be absorbed into the bloodstream, and then the body will have to go on the attack against these foreign bodies. I mean, that's what it does with allergies. So it's like an allergic reaction or a toxic reaction. Well, in Chinese medicine, if we go there, if you've got a bunch of antigen-antibody reactions that might start disturbing your organs, it's going to direct them out to your joints.
Yes.
So you can actually get arthritic symptoms from yeast overgrowth. And then what do we call it? We call, oh, you've got an inflammation. Here, take this non-steroidal anti-inflammatory that may rip your guts out, but you need it to control this inflammation.
Oh, my God.
But it's diet. I didn't get into the whole diet about yeast because it's people drinking a lot of alcohol. Sorry, I know you just went through it all. But you look at your tongue now. You go to the mirror right now and look at your tongue. If it's coated white, then that's where all that alcohol and sugar and all those cakes went. Mm-hmm. They went to create a still in your stomach and intestines, and you're making alcohol. Mm-hmm. Why do people in AA, you know, eat all the donuts and put 10 teaspoons of sugar in their coffee? They're creating their own alcohol.
That's great.
No,
it'd be
it's
well
not,
preserved.
Not
no,
great.
No, it's not great.
No.
Not great. I mean, it's kind
it
of funny what you're
damn
saying.
Damn funny, yeah.
Yeah. And so inflammation is the rushing of those antibodies trying to do something to the to
trying
whatever.
To do something, because just think of a hives reaction, how you'll get this great big rash over your body. It's hot, it's flamed. That's inflammation. Well, you can have all that inflammation happening in your intestines. That's irritable bowel syndrome. I did a book, IBS for Dummies, and there you go. You've got, you're eating this sugar, wheat, and dairy, all of which grow yeast with their sugars. Milk sugar, wheat is just, you know, a few little carbohydrate molecules stuck together, which break down, you got sugar. I mean, let's face it.
Yeah.
And sugar is sugar. Alcohol is sugar. So it's feeding all this yeast and causing inflammation. You could feel a lot better by avoiding sugar, wheat, and dairy for 2 weeks. And then, you know, you can do an experiment and eat a bunch of the stuff and see how you feel.
Exactly.
I guarantee it'll whack you out.
Yeah, it's great. You know, I tried to cut back on sugar. I mean, I dip. I've done a very good job, dagnabbit. And what's interesting is just the sweetness of great, good food.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, mm-hmm. when you take out all the garbage, mm-hmm. regular good food starts to taste, you know,
right.
really good.
If you put a teaspoon of brown rice in your mouth and chew it long enough, it goes sweet.
Yeah.
You know, we just shovel food in. We don't even taste it. We don't have taste buds. And,
right.
you know, which gets back to the mineral situation. If you don't have taste buds and you think you need everything really salty or really sweet, it's because you don't have enough zinc.
Mm.
And then it gets to the dirt minerals. And I should mention, not that I'm selling products, but on my site, because all that people ask me is, well, where can I get
exactly.
the right things?
And well, you know what? We're going to go through that.
Yeah.
I'm going to start right now. Okay?
Yeah.
Because, but I'm going to start from the bottom and work up, because at the bottom of your list, and this is like self-help, and for more guidance, you can always contact Dr. Dean. You have the wellness inventory, right? The wellness test.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you think that's a good place to start? And then you add, you know, what is a wellness test about?
Well, that gives you 12 different areas in life that you can... you can use to judge. Judge is the word we're using, actually, to judge where you're at in your life.
Right.
You know, how is your diet? How is your sleep? How mm-hmm. is your exercise? Mm-hmm. How is your emotional life? You know, how are your relationships?
Right.
And it can really help you pinpoint what you need to work on. It's
yes.
very simple, very non-intrusive. It's something people can do on their own, and they don't have to get in touch with me at all. They
right.
just know what they can use to improve themselves. It's a great thing to do for the new year.
And that website is mywellnesstest.com, mywellnesstest.com. going through some of, like you said, people come to you, and I was going to do that too, and I saw your site, and I was like, cool. You start out with H2O minerals. What are H2O minerals?
Right. Those are the angstrom-sized minerals that I found. These are the ones that have been broken down to a size that the local university in South Carolina says they're 100% absorbed at the cellular level. I can give this to people who their guts are such a mess with leaky gut, they're not absorbing a darn thing. And I can say just hold a teaspoon in your mouth and it starts absorbing right through their mouth into the cells and starts building up their bodies with the right nutrient. And you're reading this from under the link Dean Wellness on
yes.
CarolynDean.com. So it's
right.
This is not rocket science. This is all just listed on my website for folks to follow on.
You know, is it going back a little bit, the vitamin industry, is that just because it's a model of mass production where people are looking for the cheapest means of production that's ruined it? I mean, what
Bingo.
Are these
people?
Okay.
Bingo.
So these are small people that really are going deep into the science. The people that you list on mm-hmm. here, they're different from the mass productions because why? What makes them different from mass production?
Well, they've realized the absorption factor. I think I started really looking for these food-based vitamins and angstrom minerals after I traveled to a couple of European countries with the Codex meetings. Codex Alimentarius, which is trying to create a food code between borders around the world in terms of what's legal to be shipped across borders. And they're trying to say the supplements should be low potency, and they wanted to make them just synthetic and nothing else. And I realized I wanted to find low potency but organic food-based. And they'll allow these across the borders. They'll never be stopped. So this is something that's very important because it's the high-dose vitamins and minerals that don't get in our bodies, and they'll be stopped at the borders. So maybe that's a good thing.
Right. And then sometimes when you go to the bathroom and you have something green or whatever, I mean, maybe that shows that high potency is just a waste anyways, right?
Right. Well, you take some of these tablets that, especially if they're time release and they've got a coating like shellac on them, and some of them do, they're clogging up the sewage treatment plants.
Yes.
You can Google that information. They're clogging up. The nurses in the hospital say they can hear the clink in the bedpan when those things come through.
Oh my God.
They don't even get broken down, but you may absorb some of that shellac.
Makes it smooth. Mm. I'm sorry. Probably seems to smooth it out. in the studios, Dr. Carolyn Dean, website, CarolynDean.com. A maverick and prolific author, Magnesium Miracle, Menopause Naturally, Natural Prescriptions for Common Ailments and Homeopathic Remedies for Children's Common Ailments, and so much more, as you are hearing here on KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles. Want to get you tuned for 2008. It's a one numerologically, so that means that you've got to get ready to go, to be feisty, to have vision, and you need your body, your chemical body, to be ready to handle all the rest of the three or four that we have been dealt in this crazy 21st century. So Dr. Dean is here to help you. We're going to try and get through as many of her self-help recommendations here. And so let's get to this break so we can get back with Dr. Carolyn Dean here on Radio Alchemy. KPFK, 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara County.
Where the past and the future converge. Go to www.radioalchemy.com. RadioAlchemy.com for streaming audio and more.
All right, darlings, remember, you can always go to www.kpfk.org. That's our lovely website here. See all the programming that's out there. See all the community events and goodness that's out there. Go to programs. Find Roy of Hollywood's program guide. Skip down to Wednesday night, Thursday morning, Butterbingers, Radio Alchemy, Saturday, to find the websites. All good. All right? This is a certainly an abbreviated break because it's not too often that we get to have our Mavericks in studio, and Dr. Carolyn Dean is here, and so just really great fun in speaking with her. And we're going down from her website, CarolynDean.com. What tab am I looking at here for all these great self-help remedies?
Dean Wellness.
Yes, Dean Wellness. All right. So we just got done talking about H2O minerals, and if somebody is wondering where to get those, there is a website listed called PureAquaHealth.com. PureAquaHealth.com. How'd you find them?
I have research. I just Google is wonderful.
Yeah,
right. Google is great. Yeah. And I started interviewing people, and I stuck with the people who seemed to have the ethical, you know, and scientific background that I wanted. And I think the next one should be Grown by Nature.
Grown by Nature, yes.
And this is where, a European gentleman for 30 years has been, you know, in his laboratory has created this massive production in New Jersey. I visited there. One of the best things about New Jersey.
Yeah.
And he takes these one-cell plant organisms, grows them in vitamin or mineral nutrient broths. These plants do all the work. Now, it took him a while to make them do the work and everything. Then he breaks off their cell walls, and you have a plant-based vitamin or mineral at a low potency that, I tell you, I can take six of a dirt magnesium, and I don't get the effect that I do from one or two of these tablets. So
wow.
It's real stuff. And
yeah.
You know, people have to prove it to themselves. I do the experiments on myself, and I also visit the companies,
right,
and make sure, because if I'm going to even recommend something, I mean, I'm not even talking about selling them. I'm just talking
yeah,
about recommending
exactly.
them.
Exactly.
And one thing I should mention, probably on my site by now, there'll be an e-book.
Awesome.
And it's my health encyclopedia. I wrote this back in, or dictated it back in, 88, I think, when I just got so busy, I think I got to keep these people with the colds and flus out of my office. They
yes.
can just do the, you know, did. So I dictated it on a weekend, a very hyperactive secretary, typed it all
thing.
Up, yeah, made it into a book, and now it's in its fifth edition, and I'm putting it up as an e-book.
Awesome.
Because 12 books I've written, I'm tired of the publishing industry.
Yeah.
People have no idea. I mean, the pennies that you make on a book, and, you know, the lack of distribution. So now with the internet, we can put it up as an e-book.
Great.
Totally accessible. And this is what people can download. I mean, let's do a $22 book instead of a $200 consult with Dr. Dean. And it'll make me
yes.
happy because I, you know,
yes.
I'm so busy.
Yes, yes, yes. Absolutely. It's like Dean in a book.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Okay. Tell us about Provide Powder.
Ah, yes, that's wonderful. Looking for a good protein powder that didn't have 30 ingredients. I mean, you know the labeling on
yes.
those things. It's got like a million things in it. And,
right.
and it'll have some vitamins and minerals with the brackets that show that it's a synthetic and not food-based, yet it'll say it's a food-based. So this one is Amish eggs, pea powder, and apple flakes.
Wow.
Simple, simple.
And that creates protein?
Yeah, there's your egg protein.
Oh, yeah.
Your pea carbohydrate. Bit of apple flakes for a quick jolt of your sugars.
Right.
So it's one of these balanced powders. It's,
mm.
it's you know, more of a meal replacement that does not stir up your insulin.
Mm.
Because what we've got going now, especially in the vegan community, carb, not enough protein.
Exactly.
And when you cook an egg, it doesn't have the digestibility that this powder does. I know, I've tried.
Oh.
I can't digest an egg, whereas I can digest this powder.
Oh.
So as I get older, I don't need to eat so much, but I do need some protein. I don't want to use so much animal protein anymore as I get older. So that's that along with, you may have it there, Yuri International,
yes.
The Feast. Organic vegetable and food powder. That's breakfast. And I travel so much, I don't have to eat plain food or hotel food. I can just eat this stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you know, that sounds very Jetson-like. Mm-hmm. Just like, you know, pop it and everything's, you know, right there.
Actually, you know, when I was a kid, I read an article that said, oh, all our meals will be pills. And actually, I'm doing it.
Yeah, exactly.
But in a good way.
Yeah, yeah, in the right way. That's right. Not synthetic. You know, going back, you were talking about Grown by Nature, this gentleman, 30 years, New Jersey. Mm. What is it that he provides that people should look for? What is it that so you can go there and get your magnesiums, you can get your vitamin C's and vitamin mm-hmm. things like that?
Yes, okay. He's got about a dozen different supplements, and their sales site, it looks kind of Mickey Mouse. The company is high-tech, and the sales site that someone took on looks kind of Mickey Mouse, and it's right. grownbynature.com. But if you want to see the company itself, is growco.us, something like that, the Grow okay. Company, New Jersey, and they're just so... They're providing all the hypoallergenic, organic, vitamin and mineral base to the cosmetic industry so that they won't get sued for allergic reactions.
Oh,
they're
wow.
in some of the $300 jars.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
Awesome.
Yeah, you know, the rich folk know where to go.
Yeah, they do. You're absolutely, they dial direct. Mm-hmm. And we just talked about Provide Powder, and that website is S-Y-M-A-G-I, Samaji.com. Did I say that right?
Yeah, that's good.
Is
I know.
Okay, something like that.
Samaji. And on the website, there's a phone number because some of the, I think it's the Samaji that provide. They're kind of a direct sales company, but okay. they do have a professional line that you can phone into.
Yes.
And that has been the problem, actually, trying to find products that aren't multi-level marketing, because a lot of people, you know, they're going there to avoid the middleman and everything with their organic products. And it's good, but it's very high priced.
Yes, yeah. Yes, absolutely. Going down, you did mention Uri International, vegetable and fruit powders. You like the vegetable powders.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. And going down also, oral magnesium. Mm. Is that just for a laxative, or is mm-hmm. this something else?
It is. The whole magnesium issue is interesting. I mentioned how calcium builds up in the system. I'm so glad that Ballantine Publishing Company asked me to do a magnesium book, because it's the one mineral that if it builds up in your body, you have a laxative effect and it's gone. So it's not going to build up in your body, I should
right.
say. It won't build up. It has right. a laxative effect. But 60% of the population is constipated. Right. So they need some oral magnesium. Some people have so much loose bowel activity, they can't take anything oral. So they need the magnesium oil, which is another mm-hmm. another product that I mentioned. Mm-hmm. Magnesium oil you put on your skin and it absorbs into the body, but it also stimulates your DHEA, which is the anti-aging hormone. So
oh,
that's
wow.
a real safe way of upping your DHEA.
Oh, awesome.
And then with the magnesium from the Grown by Nature or the Complete H2O minerals, you have it at a level where you're absorbing it into the cells.
Oh,
so I cover the waterfront yes. with magnesium.
Yes. Now, another question. We hear a lot about probiotics.
Oh,
right.
yeah. Actually, I think that it might be listed. Maybe I took that
Jigsaw
off.
Jigsaw Health?
Yeah, Jigsaw. Mr. Jigsaw, Patrick Sullivan, he was very ill and discovered that he had mercury amalgams in his teeth that were poisoning him. And he got into magnesium in a big way. Mm-hmm. So I kind of like him. He's got a good story. Mm-hmm. So for people who want the laxative effect, I recommend the Jigsaw Magnesium and their probiotics. They have an interesting story about their probiotics. They say they build it to be 50 billion organisms per capsule. 2 to 10 is what you want per capsule. So they guarantee that at the expiry date, there's going to be at least 25 billion in there. So it's
wow.
something that you can actually ship without freezer packs, and that's what escalates the costs on the good probiotics.
Yes, yes.
So they can ship without freezer packs, and you can travel with them without refrigeration.
Oh, that's awesome. And but what's the big deal about probiotics, though?
Yeah, they build up those good bacteria that those antibiotics kill off and the yeast push around.
And now digestive enzymes. I thought those were almost the same thing, probiotics and digestive enzymes.
No, digestive enzymes, you can just chew your food and stop drinking liquid with the meal, and you got digestive enzymes, because you can do a third of your digestion with your salivary digestive enzymes.
So,
you know, take a break, slow down and chew. But if you can't, then you can do some digestive enzymes just to help digest your food.
And, darling, is of course, you know, time, hello, you see how it flies so much, it's done. For 2008, for people and everything, you know, that they're facing, what would you say to them? What would you like for them to know about what's out there?
Well, the organic food, watch the conflicts, study my website. I'll write some more about total biology. You know, it makes sense that the conflict can download into your body. Make sure your body's healthy so that if you download a conflict, then you can get rid of it easy.
Yes, easy-er. Wow.
The word. And visit me in Costa Rica in 2010. Vita Costa.
So there. Oh, my God. So there. Fantastic. Well, Dr. Dean, you look marvelous. And let me tell folks that, you know what, obviously, for somebody to come out and to stand by their word and to be their word and look their word, it means that this is the train to get on, the train away from pain and into health and pleasure, darlings. And so thank you very much, Dr. Dean.
Thank you. You're wonderful.
Oh, you're wonderful. All right. The website is carolyndean.com. So much information up there. Go and get ready for 2008 and beyond, darlings, because we're on a rocket ship and we got to somehow arrest the controls. All right. Stay tuned. I have no notes for next hour because I don't know what we're going to do. It's Bob's in town. So stand by. We'll be here in just a second. Stay tuned for the second hour of Radio Alchemy on KPFK 90.7 FM, Los Angeles.